SBS Radio.
Namamayagpag ngayon sa larangan ng palakasan ng mga babaeng atleta mula sa Australia. At hindi na din lingid sa kaalaman ng lahat. Nakabilang dyan ang rising star sa larangan ng cliff diving na si Zanthea Panisi, ang 20 taong gulang na Filipino-Australian na taga-Brisbane. Si Zanthea ay isa sa mga elite athletes na kasalukuyang lumalaban sa Red Bull World Cliff Diving Series at FINA World Series kasama ang pinakamahuhusay na mga cliff divers sa buong mundo. Siya ang nag-iisang Asyanong contender at ang kauna-unahang manlalarong Pilipino sa kompetisyon. At bago siya umalis patungong Lebanon para sa kanyang susunod na laban ngayong linggo, nakapanayam natin siya dito sa Sleeman Sports Complex sa Brisbane. Narito po ang ating panayam kay Zanthea Panisi. Narito po tayo sa Sleeman Sports Complex sa Brisbane para makapanayam ang ating isa sa mga pambato sa Red Bull World Cliff Diving Series, si Zanthea Panisi. Hello, Zanthea, first of all, congratulations on your latest win in Agios Nikolaos. Yeah, so what was that like?
It was amazing. It was such a beautiful place and it was a really fun competition as well. So yeah, I'm really glad I went.
So tell us, what was it like competing at the World Series? You know, the first leg was in Palawan. What was it like visiting Palawan and competing there? And what was the sort of reactions that you got?
So I haven't been to the Philippines in 7 years, so it was really great to be back. Yeah. And for it to be a Red Bull competition there was like amazing. And the spot we got to dive off in El Nido was like, it was paradise. And yeah, it was just really great diving and having my family there and meeting a lot of the Filipino divers, the younger ones that are aspiring to be cliff divers maybe one day. So it was really nice. It was a great trip.
What was it like jumping off from the world famous limestone cliffs of Palawan, and how do you stay focused with that spectacular view around you?
It was incredible. I was so surprised how beautiful it looked. I knew, because I've never been to Palawan before, and I knew it was beautiful, but when I got there, it was just like perfection, and it just made it like the whole lot more fun and enjoyable to dive there, like just looking out and seeing these beautiful waters and the cliffs. Yeah, it was so much fun, and I need to go back there again.
Kasama din po natin ang ina ni Zanthea. Naririto rin po siya sa Sleeman Sports Complex. So, maaari niyo po bang i-relate sa amin kung ano po yung, what was it like having that very first conversation with Zanthea nung sinabi po niya sa inyo na gusto niya maging professional cliff diver?
Nung una, kwan, talagang hindi ko gusto kasi kwan, alam ko na yung high diving talagang dangerous, tapos very extreme. Pero naisip ko na ayan yung passion niya eh. So, wala akong magagawa. So, I just have to support her. She wants to do the very best that she can. And I just hope for her for the best. And every time she jumps, I feel really nervous. And I just pray that she goes do her job really well and she's safe. That's all I could hope for.
So Zanthea, you are the only Asian contender in the Red Bull Cliff Diving World Series and the very first one to be of Filipino descent. How does that feel?
Well, Filipinos are so welcoming, as you know, but it was, yeah, everyone was really supportive and they were really happy that like finally there's someone from the Philippines going to be cliff diving, and hopefully there's going to be a lot more coming. Yeah.
Zanthea, can you tell us how you started and how you had that first conversation with your mother when you told her you wanted to be a professional cliff diver? I understand last year you were given the wild card at the Red Bull World Series, and it's also last year when you first met fellow Aussie cliff diver Rhiannon Ifland.
So I was a gymnast when I was younger and my parents actually forced me into diving. I never wanted to, and my first day I cried. Because I loved gymnastics so much, but then when I started diving, I loved it as well. And after a few years of diving and competing, I got introduced to Rhiannon. She is from Australia and she came to Brisbane to train. And once I saw the sport, I immediately knew that I wanted to try it because it was an incredible sport. And I did a few shows and my parents, I think they thought I was crazy. But they could see that I was starting to travel around Australia first, and then I went overseas, and I think they're really happy with me now. Yeah. I really hope so. But yeah, so I trained with Rhianna Nicklund a little bit, and then some of the Red Bull like committee saw me at a competition I was watching, and they saw me dive, and then they invited me to one of the competitions last year, and then that's where it started.
So you recently competed in Italy, and you said that you got injured halfway, and then within the same week or even a week after that, you managed to place second in Agios Nikolaos.
So I was really lucky that I only came out with just a few bruises. High diving is a really dangerous sport, and I had to take a few weeks off, but I got back in and the bruises healed and I dove really well, so I'm really happy with that.
Yeah. Also joining us here at the Sleeman Sports Complex is Synthea's coach, Jeff Arbel. And just a couple of questions, Jeff. Your body absorbs a lot of impact from jumping 27 meters. That's about 90 feet. And with her flying quite frequently, it takes a while for your body to recover at high altitude. So what sort of recovery program do you guys follow?
It is a massive impact. And what she does do while we're here, she'll get a lot of preventative exercises. So we use a lot of the physio programs here, and if something happens to her over there, she'll implement them sort of things.
What sort of drills are important in keeping her in top condition off season and pre-competition?
Off seasons, that's when we work on the strength, and then going into the season with more technique based and building up to lighter dives and repetition sort of thing, really. So we will do a lot of work on her leg strength during the off season, and then hopefully that will get her through the season. She all preventative exercises, so a lot of stretching, a lot of repetitive work in the pool as well.
Kamakailan lamang ay nagsimulang i-adapt ni Zantea ang vegetarian diet. Mapalad naman din siyang magkaroon ng isang ina na tubong tarlak kung saan nagmula ang mayamang kultura ng pagluluto. Ano naman kaya mga paboritong putahing Pilipino na kanya namimiss sa kanyang panibagong diet, o meron po ba siyang nai-enjoy pa rin sa kabila nito?
I love chicken adobo so much and I miss it so much, but especially when I went to the Philippines, they'd make all these beautiful dishes and I couldn't eat it. Yeah, but it was my choice. I don't really like meat that much. Obviously, I love Filipino food, but when I'm in Australia, it's a lot easier to eat as a vegetarian. I just like it. It's a lot lighter.
Well, this is a very curious question, something that we mortals think about, and I'm sure you get this question all the time, but what goes through your mind just moments before you jump?
Yeah, so when I step up to the platform, sometimes my mind just races and I start freaking out, and I just got to breathe and then remember that I've had so many months and years of training that's brought me to this point, and I need to trust my body. And I try not to think about too much when I'm about to dive, otherwise it can confuse me. So I just try and breathe and try and have a clear mind.
Well, I know you were born and raised here in Brisbane, Australia, but as an elite athlete, how important is it for you to represent both your mother's Filipino heritage and your dad's Australian and Italian heritage in presenting yourself in these competitions?
Yeah, I'm really proud to be Australian and Filipina because I have so much family back in the Philippines, and when I went over there, I met a lot of the Filipino divers as well, and I really want to start getting involved with the diving and cliff diving over there because there is so much opportunity. There's beautiful cliffs there. It's just not well known, and I really want to help out over there.
And before you leave, perhaps you have a message to the young athletes now looking up to you. What words of encouragement do you have for them, and words of advice?
I think this is such a beautiful sport, but it does come with a lot of dangers, and it's really important to just start off at the lower heights. I started off the 1 meter and just work your way up and be patient about it, because the hard work will get you to competitions with Red Bull. It's just about lots of practice.
Ngayong darating na linggo, 14 ng Hulyo, lalaban si Santhea sa 8-ball cliff diving sa Lebanon at sa Korea World Championships naman ng FINA sa 22 ng Hulyo. Kung nais ninyong subaybayan at magbigay suporta para sa ating pambatong si Santhea, magtungo lamang sa kanyang Facebook page. At sa ngalan ng buong SBS Filipino, good luck sa iyo, Santhea. Para sa Radyo SBS, Celeste McIntosh.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.